Books on Tape presents The Diana Chronicles by Tina Brown. Read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. A Tunnel in Paris. If I had Diana with me, I would take her to the jungle, not the Ritz. Dodi Fayed's uncle, Hassan Yassin, 2006. August 31st, 1997. Paris. The car that sped into the Pont d'Alma tunnel at 23 minutes past midnight was carrying the most famous woman in the world, the icon of blondness, whose long legs were crossed in the back seat of the black Mercedes, was at the end of a chaotic night out, and her mood was sour. You could see her displeasure in the tight expression caught by the closed-circuit security camera as she pushed quickly through the revolving doors of the Ritz Hotel's back exit en Rue Cambon. Arthur Edwards, the Dean of Royal Photographers, knew that look well. It still bothers him when he thinks of it. For 16 years there hadn't been a mood of the princess that wasn't caught, logged, pored over, blown up, and flashed to every news desk on the planet, and Edwards, the rumpled, balding cockney from the tabloid Sun, had been witness to most of them. He had taken the very first stolen picture of Lady Diana Spencer at a polo match in Sussex 1 year before she married Prince Charles, and he was one of the first of the British royal photographers to arrive at the gates of Pitié-Salpêtrière in Paris, where she died. He says the last time he had seen that troubled expression was during a visit to Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children in February 1992. Her downcast mood had had a sad result for the waiting rat pack. She refused to look at the camera.